The bill contains a total number of 50 clauses. Having thoroughly examined the bill and with reference to the best practices in other jurisdictions, the committee is of the opinion that the law to regulate the real estate brokerage sector is long overdue. The country tends to derive immense benefits from the passage of the bill. The committee therefore recommends for the consideration and adoption by the House of the report and the passage of the Real Estate Authority Bill into law.
The importance of the real estate sector in the growth of any nation cannot be overemphasized. The practice in Ghana has grown considerably in recent years as the property market has become more vibrant with the buying, selling, and leasing of property for investment. One phenomenon observable in the real estate business in Ghana is the inaccuracy of appropriate internal control mechanisms, policies, training, and audit systems, which tend to make the sector attractive to all manner of persons. Apart from the need to regulate real estate brokerage services to rid the practice of fraud, there is a greater national concern of money laundering and tax evasion, and the effect of these on the national economy and the international image of this country. The purpose of the bill is to regulate real estate brokerage practice and practitioners, real estate transactions, and prevent the use of real estate transactions for the purposes of money laundering and other vices. The bill provides for the training and licensing of estate brokers and requires established brokers to provide bonds as guarantees to operators in the property market.
The practice of real estate agency and transactions dates probably as far back as the time God sacked Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. Over the years, Mr. Speaker, the sale and transfer of property from one person to the other has become a huge industry. The business of real estate touches every member of society. When an industry as huge as real estate practice, which deals with commercial transactions, goes unregulated and done at the blind side of the law, it gives room for a lot of more practices. Most people have fallen victim to double land sales and other dubious transactions in the real estate business. Mr. Speaker, the benefit of capturing and keeping trail of records in the real estate transaction will go for all. The individual landowner or landlord who seeks to sell or lease his property, the vulnerable tenant or buyer who will seek to acquire property, even the honest estate broker will also benefit from an industry that is properly regulated.
This deal seeks to give professionals in the industry, give them authority to be able to work. We have noticed in the past that anybody at all can just hold a handbag and call himself an estate agent and can take money from two or three people without actually releasing the property to whoever has paid for it. This bill seeks to professionalize or institutionalize the real estate agency industry in this country. Mr. Speaker, I believe that listing all these real estate professionals and training them will give them the right picture, right frame for people to deal with them than giving our money to unscrupulous people. The other issue has to do with revenue generation in this country. A lot of resources have passed through this real estate agents without being noticed in our revenue account. With this bill, Mr. Speaker, if you are a professional, registered professional real estate agent, you will register with the authority and you will also be made to give our account, and your audited account will be seen.